Ready?
Yep.
It's recording.
We're going to call the meeting to order. Let's stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're down here at public comment. Does anyone want to comment on this agenda? We have, if you need a copy of the agendas, they are up at the door. They're supposed to be. Okay, I don't think anyone wants to comment on it at this time. So let's move down. Go down to approval of minutes for April 11th, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the minutes for April 11th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval for agenda
We need to do the other minutes too.
Oh yeah, and the minutes do we have a motion for the minutes of the May 9th, 2023?
I move that we approve the minutes for May 9th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval for agenda for August 8th, 2023. We have a motion to approve this agenda.
I move to approve the agenda for August 8th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's move down here to the informational items. Have anyone receive a report from the Sandy Valley Fire Department? Anyone?
Can we go next? He's outside talking
to you now. Okay. I don't see, is there one? Metro's not in here yet.
He's talking to the officer.
Okay.
We'll go
okay, let's let's receive a report from the Sandy Valley Schools. And you guys want to?
The new addition, the high school buildings, we have moved into that and started using them. They're still fixing some things and finishing up, so it's still a little bit of a work in progress, but we are in there. We're looking forward to having our football and volleyball season start. Football games will be up at the school on the new field. So all that's kind of coming together and starting up this in a few weeks.
First home game?
Off the top of my head. Is that what it is?
Did you get your TCO on the high school?
What's the TCO? I don't know what that is.
CMO, which is a certificate of occupancy.
Yes.
That they did give.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, so we're, yeah.
They are occupying this.
Yeah.
They're occupying.
I don't know all the acronyms, so.
The certificate is in my office.
My new office.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, we did get all that. So.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Thank you. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Got anything there, Electra?
No.
Okay. And we'll. Receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
Sorry for my tardiness. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of July, we ended up with 16 medical calls, 3 fires, no medical flights out of the valley, and 1 motor vehicle accident. We did end up with 1 interesting call. There was a situation with some livestock in a trailer that needed hydration and cooling during the heat until the truck was repaired and get back on the road. So we were very fortunate to be able to get some units over there, get some water on those animals, and everyone survived. So that was pretty good. As we're kind of coming out of the real bad heat now, if we look around, we're going to see a lot of real brown vegetation out there. Please use all the caution in the world. That stuff, if it goes, it's going to go quick. We've already had a couple of fires with the shooting areas, metal round jackets, things like this, steel quartz rounds bouncing off of rocks and starting up multiple acres. So, you know, even stuff outside your property, just use caution, please. Any questions for me? Okay. You may see some military activity in the area. Not taking over. We're just doing the whole training stuff. There's going to be some drones flying around, but the majority of everything that I've been told about is things that they're going to be doing kind of out of the civilized areas of the valley. So this is going to be kind of more towards the desert areas and things like this. But you may see them kind of wandering around through the valley.
We have civilized areas.
I said the exact same thing.
Are they working through PFC?
No.
No.
No, this is, they've actually got quite a few of the rural communities, Indian Springs, they're going to be here, they're going to be up in Logandale area, they're going to be doing different places like that. It's not like any one training facility in use.
All right. Thank you. I don't see Metro yet, so let's go with, we received a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation. Shauna, you got anything for us?
Yeah. We have so many people, she's having to make more coffee. So, I have a movie night, August 11th, 4 p.m. here. I'm doing Madagascar and Madagascar Quilting and Sewing Club is the 11th and 10th of 2 here. And then we have a volleyball girls car wash Saturday here from 10 to 2. And then if you want a schedule, I have a few schedules there for volleyball. I think that's it.
Okay.
When is your first game?
Hmm?
When is your first game?
The 18th, I think. Oh, okay. It's, yeah, the 18th. 3 and 4, JV and varsity. Hmm. It is a away game, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's our first home game. 22nd.
We're starting without you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're down. We skipped Metro because they're not here. So
received anybody from Valley Electric to give a report?
Good evening, everybody. I'm Kevin McMahon. There's a lot going on in Valley Electric right now. Fiber optic cable is going in. Next year we'll be out here. The power cost adjuster that the board passed a few months ago is working and has strengthened Valley Electric's finances. The board approved restructuring irrigation power rates. Those rates were restructured on a neutral revenue basis. In other words, they didn't make any more money. They just took the different charges and made them more equitable. Those charges are the power demand charge, power connection fee, and the charge for power. Right now, Valley Electric is studying the residential rates. Those will probably, they will be restructured also. There's a lot of talk right now of time of use. What's happening is with the change in the way that electricity is power, we have a lot of cheap energy during the day from renewable sources, solar panels. But in the evening when the sun goes down, we have to switch to energy sources that fossil fuel sources that are more expensive, so that power becomes more costly. So time of use is going to allow you to have some choice, or if you can change the time that you use your electricity during peak periods, you'll be able to get your electricity a bit cheaper. There's been no surprise in power costs lately. If you watch your power cost adjuster, you can actually see that that part of your bill has been going down. I've had a few instances where people had some power outages, and I've learned a couple of things about that I'd like to share. One thing is, if you have on your phone, you have a smart app, and there's an outage at your home, you're able to use that to make direct contact and let Valley Electric know. You can also call. But what happens when you have an outage and you call, the information from your meter is actually sent through the power lines. So they ping your meter and they find out what's going on, but they also ping your neighbor's meters so that they can tell how large the outage is. You know, some people think that, well, I don't want to report an outage because I know everybody else is, and this is just going to be more work for somebody. It's not necessarily true. A lot of this is automated, so if 1,200 people are out of power and they all report it, it goes through a system to where those are reported and notification actually back to you and it's automated. I've had one instance, and I'm trying to work through this, where there was a multiple outage recently, and there was no feedback for the people that had the outage. I was able to call in, and that's something that we're talking about, that we can probably improve on SmartHub to make it so that people actually get feedback so that they know that their call for an outage is recorded. Does anybody have any questions?
I have one. The federal government is coming out with more incentives for solar power, specifically for the
peak periods.
No, for nonprofit electric, little companies.
Co-ops,
thank you. Anything in the
Yeah, we actually have one guy that is working on all of the government programs, and they put in for multiple grants. One of the big things that we're looking to do is battery storage, so that we can collect the cheap energy during the day, so that we can use it during the peak times. But that's a big thing that's going on.
Okay.
Thank you. Do we have anybody here from BLM? Nope. That would leave Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. I think you're all here for the same thing, I hope. There's not some scary thing to throw at me. So you've seen the big plus signs along the road, and they are survey markers. They are GCW, who, if you've been around for a while, GC Wallace,
is now called GCW. I guess it's more exciting. They are working on the survey right now of setting, well, I wrote it down what it was called, setting benchmarks. They're setting benchmarks. They have 90 days to finish that. And then as soon as that is done, they will begin the design. So it's still set for first quarter next year to start on the construction. So then we can all complain about the construction. Now we complain about the potholes, and we can all complain about the construction. I do not have a timeline of how long it will be. As soon as I know more, you know I'm going to share it. But that's where we are right now. That's the absolute latest as of this. Yes?
Are they
going to
widen the road?
They are going to widen as much as possible. We do not have carte blanche to just go and widen it. We have to work within the limits that BLM has set for us. And that's part of why the survey is so important, to find out the disturbed area. That's how it works. We can work within the disturbed area. Sure.
Okay. So how come they don't do more than 50 or 60 feet at a time?
Yeah. Well, that was not our big project. That was just a stopgap measure because the commissioner and I said, okay, enough is enough. The actual whole road is a capital improvement project. It has to go out to bid. It has prevailing wage. It has all that stuff. Those little sections, we were able to do in-house. So it didn't have to go out to bid. So we were able to do it. And you have to keep them, well, they can only do a section that they can get done in a day. So that's part of the reason for the length. And they had to keep it, I believe, under $100,000 to keep it for having to go to the bids and everything, which we'd still be waiting for them to be able to do that because government works very slowly. So that's why. And I know it may not have been the most beautiful paving job, but let me tell you, it is so much better. And even my grandkids who don't even drive, they're like, oh my God, the road is better. So, I mean, it's not the best, but it's what we can do right now.
Yeah. That section of road was technically so bad that's actually considered a pothole repair, not the repaving.
And maybe that's how, yeah, maybe. But they came out. I know. They came out and studied the areas that were the worst and did as many of those areas as they could do. We're bound by laws and rules. So I think it's limping is long pretty good. And this last patch job they did is pretty good. I think I don't think we met before and you haven't been here before, but we didn't pave the road in the first place, just so everyone knows. That crappy job that we're having to patch all the time, the county didn't do in the first place. So
I haven't been here in 25 years.
Okay. So we've been coming along and having to clean up a bad job that was done many years ago, so now we're going to come in and do it the right way. So, and if you look, like, remember a couple years ago when we did add to the edges? There's not, that does seem pretty good.
Yeah.
I was driving.
That's the best part of the road.
So we know it can be done well and stay good, but it's gonna be frustrating. Just so y'all know, it's gonna be frustrating with the construction, but I think it'll totally. The other thing is animal control issues, and I was going to print out the regulations and I didn't bring them. And unfortunately, like you all know in this room, I don't think these animal problems with the loose dogs are anyone in this room. I don't think the people that have that little care for their animals are people that come to this meeting. So I'd be preaching to the choir anyway. But just in case you do want to know, I know there's some misconceptions out there. We are Clark County. Whether we like to think so or not, we are Clark County. We follow the exact same rules for animal control. So that means there is a leash law. And I know there was some stuff going around on Facebook that we don't have a leash law. We absolutely have a leash law. But just like many people, like when we ride our horses, we take our dogs out. But you can do it in a responsible way, or you can just let them run like it's been happening. If you guys know me, I'm a big animal lover, animal person, so I hate all the stuff that I'm seeing. We also have a spay and neuter law, and that one's not super popular either, but you aren't allowed to just breed your animals. We have millions of dogs that get put to sleep every year, dogs and cats. And so we do have a spay and neuter law. If you are someone that breeds, you know, specific animals, we have, there are exceptions for that. You can apply for that and go through that process. But in general, your average person doesn't need to be breeding in their backyard, especially if they don't know what they're doing. And I think that's how we come with some of these animals that are loose, is litters that have just been dumped. So it's very unfortunate. Animal control is understaffed, just like every agency there is. I don't know how many officers we have, but it is sure not enough to cover 8,000 square miles. So I see all the comments that animal control doesn't come, or by the time they get here, the dogs are gone. I don't know how to answer that, because if they're here, that means someone in Wapa Valley who has an animal that's is not getting the service. We cover 8,000 square miles. It's the size of New Jersey. So just keep that in perspective. I know it's frustrating, so I'm not saying it's not. But just like Metro always tells us, they don't know there's a problem if you don't call. So call. Call it in. If they continue to get more calls and see a need, then they can go to their manager and say, hey, we need officers that can be in Sandy Valley all the time, or can be in Sandy Valley every other day or something. But if they don't know there's a need, a demonstrated need, they're not going to be able to do it. They can't justify those costs if they don't have the backup. And it's just the same with Metro. If you don't call, they don't know there's a problem. So, like I said, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but there we are. So, any questions on that? Yeah.
Tip reader.
I have asked and asked, and I have not gotten that one. JD used to have one.
Yes, but that
was a different supervisor of animal control. We have a different supervisor now. Feel the same way. And it was like a hand-me-down. It was an outdated one that still worked, but it was outdated.
Needed updating.
And it was a bit of a favor to me that we got that one. So I'm trying to get another favor on that one, but I don't know how much it costs. You know, that's a good question. I should find out. Because
maybe we could raise money and try to get it.
Yeah. But I don't know if those are like the grade that like animal control has. I don't know. Those are the questions I need to ask and find out. I don't know.
And then if you were to get a chip reader, who would have the chip reader?
Probably.
Come on, Megan.
Who's gonna have? I don't know.
We
could keep it here, and then I'd have to drive here to get it.
Right.
So I had a suggestion that our dog trainer out here, Lucky, would have it, because some people are dropping their dogs at his place knowing he's a dog trainer.
Okay.
But anyway, that's a thought, because he has a business.
Okay.
If you didn't want to do it.
We'll talk about that later. That is. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Hopefully we run into that problem that we figured out.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and the other thing I have, and I did not put this on the agenda, and I'm so sorry, and I think you all already know about this, but there is a group called the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition, and I'm actually very proud to be on the board of that organization, and I represent our community as well as all the other rural communities that I work for. And they are the Silver Rider, the bus that goes from here into town, and provides transportation to doctor's appointments, shopping, and everything. So Anna Talamo from our organization is here. And I do have to brag a little bit about what an amazing organization this is. The average for accidents, like time off of the road for accidents is what, like 30-something?
30.
And ours is like 10. I mean, it's pretty amazing nationwide. So pretty dynamic organization, and Bill's here. Bill's the driver, and so Anna just wants to tell you a little bit about what they do, and if you didn't know about it, now you're going to know. If you do, tell people about it, because it's an amazing service, and we're finding that not everybody knows about it. So
one of the first things I want to say is we're called Silver Rider because we live in Nevada, and it's silver. Back when we first started, we only transport seniors and disabled. So that's where a lot of people got the assumption silver was for that. Our silver rider receives a grant from NDOT, and we can transport any Sandy Valley person. So say you have to go into Vegas to get your eyes dilated. You can take the silver rider, and you don't have to worry about getting a ride. Say you have to have knee surgery, and you've got to go back to the doctor every couple of weeks. Your car may not be able to accommodate silver rider can. Our ridership here, when we first started, was very high. And right now, we're on the verge of losing it because there's not enough people using it. The other way we're going to try to bring it up, and Megan had asked if we can maybe help on Pancake Day at the Senior Center. So for those of you that would like to partake in that, but say you don't have the car that day or it's not working, we're going to do it as a pilot program. And if a lot of people catch on to it, then we can make it so. But if not, it'll take too much money from our grant to keep it running for no one to be using. That's my next statement. What we're going to also try, and again, I have to use the word pilot, because until I put it in our grants, I can't really make it so. But Bill and I were talking that perhaps maybe on a Saturday, we'll start with once a month to see what the need is. And then he'll make runs back and forth to Family Dollar and the Dollar Tree, the post office, and things like that.
Yeah, two bulletin boards in there. People come to us for everything, all the need to know. I didn't know that it was for anybody in Sandy Valley. So that is really good information, but not in the flyer. That's in the
no, house. It's not.
Did that change recently, too?
5 years ago.
Okay. So maybe we can update the flyers and put them up on our two bulletin boards there. Like, and then if we know that, people call us for everything.
Well, maybe perhaps you can make. Because I know, because Bill goes there, all of our brochures are there, and if someone took the time to read, like, the little prints, it is in there.
If people don't read, then they call us ask us, and then we can say. Like, a lot of people will stop in the lobby and read the flyers that are up, but if we know ahead of time, we can say something because people call and ask, or they just show up and ask.
Okay. We'll work on one. Yes, sir?
Is this limited to going to doctor's offices?
No, it's anything in Las Vegas.
You can take people to the DMV?
Yes. Now, I will tell you, I'm saying yes now on August 8th at 8 p.m., but if I'm fortunate enough that this program takes off, then we may have to change things. But as of right now, we leave Sandy Valley once, and then we take everybody to where they've got to go. And then everybody has the driver Bill's number. And when you get done, you start calling. So it's not like Uber in a taxi. I drop you off at DMV, and when you call and say, I'm ready, I'm there in 10 minutes. He may be all the way on the other side of town. He's got to pick them up and then come back.
Well, nothing happens at DMV in 10 minutes.
Right.
Hey, come back.
Yeah,
is there a collection place that people get on the bus, or
well, because of your roads, our buses cannot go down all the dirt roads. So Bill does his very best to accommodate. So when you would call him, he would know what your road looks like. And he would say, as far as I can go is blah, blah. So we do try to do pick up at the house. But until the roads are all blacktop, all that jiggling of the buses does not do well.
Yes, I do have people walking down the roads to the pavement, and I drive up the pavement even before I go to the senior center to load, and I pick them up and drive to the senior center. So they walk out the dirt road to the pavement, and I pick them up there, and they call me on my phone, and I always got a Bluetooth.
So if they had a car
and
or a bike, they could meet you at the senior center? Yes. What's
the charge going to be? You go to the dollar store. Because I know in the past, seniors go free, but if you're under a certain age, they charge you.
Right now, the RTC and NDOT rate is $2 each way. Yes, sir.
What's the radius you go? I mean, do you go, let's say, to St. Rose Hospital in Henderson?
Again, August 8th at 8 p.m. Right now, we'll go anywhere. But now, if I'm fortunate enough that this gets busy, we need a second bus, this, that, and the other, we may have to change things. But right now, we're trying to get the ridership up. We're trying to get the word out there. If it does get too busy, then we may have to make some changes. But right now, we'd be able to accommodate.
Does that include getting dropped at the airport?
No. Unfortunately, we are a nonprofit organization. And we're not allowed to go to the airport. We would take you to the South Strip Terminal. You would jump on the 109,
yep.
And that would go right into the...
I have a question. Do you have any rules on children under 18?
Not so much rules, but there is standard guidelines for public transit that a person under the age of 5 can... Well, it's 5 to 8 cannot ride alone, and any person or child over the age of 8 can ride by themselves. Now, if I was taking them into Las Vegas, I would require someone under the age of 18 to have a parental paperwork filled out.
And then how about, do you have like a time frame, like can you not do nights, can you not do any of that?
Well, everything goes on hours of service. So, for example, Dylan works on a Thursday and he does Indian Springs. That's a 12-hour day.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to make, yeah.
But I guess the reason I'm asking is we do have some students in prim that sometimes can't make it to school for functions, for say, the ball game, whatever. Would that be something that we could, like, have a pickup, and how many do you hold in a van?
Your vehicles.
I did that for a play for
yes.
5 days.
Yes.
I picked up at the school, took them home,
oh,
picked
the
up their
yes.
home.
Yes.
So
we can do
I've
it.
Already been involved with that. So
one second. We can do it as long as it's not on a day that Bill is already working.
Right.
So Tuesdays, Wednesdays, right, Bill? Your day's off now? So
exactly.
Say on a Wednesday there's a football game. If someone gets a hold of me, yes, I can orchestrate it. Yes, sir?
It seems to me that the whole key to this thing is walking. We used to have two new stations here in Sandy Valley. I don't know if any of you were around at that time. The newspapers were going out of business all country, all over the world. And the internet's been taking over. What Sandy Valley needs is a website, like Sandy Valley Business Bid, whatever, anything like that, where you can actually sell advertising space to real estate people. You can put ads in there on your thing over there. I mean, that's what we need. Because we have people coming into this town. We need an example. Nobody knows what's going on. There was a couple 15 years ago that came out here to Sandy Valley. They sold their house in Soho. They wanted to build their dream house out here. So they got a real estate agent to give them a piece of land to build their dream house. Real estate agent told him, no, you can't build a house in Sandy Valley. It's only zoned for the double wides and triple wides.
What?
So they built a really nice double wide, only to find out later they could have built their dream house.
Mm-hmm.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And the reason for that is that there's no clearinghouse. There's no central place for information. I actually brought it up at a meeting 10 years ago, and we were going to have a little brochure about Sandy Valley. Someone said, oh, no one's going to read it. You know, say, interesting things to do in Sandy Valley. You open it up and say, you're doing it.
Yes.
But anyway, you need a website, because that's what people are going to
have. That's out of my realm. Right?
What
I'm
going to look at is, if you want to promote this thing, you want to avoid a lot of nonsense in Sandy Valley, and you want to have places that we need this board to do it, to organize a website, have someone do it, I'm sure you get volunteers. I mean, even the kids that work for me, they all have smartphones, and they look stuff up, I mean, in a minute. So if somebody has to get into town to do something, they just look up the Sandy Valley website, and it's got all the information. If a real estate agent comes to town, needs something, how many horses can you have on a piece of property? How many dogs are you allowed to have? You can have all this information on the website. And it's
I think
really
we need to talk about that at public comment. borrowing her time for the bus portion of it.
That would really help your course.
Yeah. All right, well, if you have no more questions, thank you for listening. And like I said, please try to utilize the bus so that when you do come to the age and need it, it is still here. We need to get it up.
Okay,
any other questions for me?
Metro's here.
We are.
Can we get a report from Metro?
Sorry?
Can we get a report from Metro?
You can. We had a guy here earlier.
Yeah, he wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
So. Okay, fair enough. How you folks doing? I'm starting to figure out the Fox News Metro. Most of you probably don't even know who I am. It's because I don't get out of the office. So every time I get out of the office and I have the opportunity to stop by this meeting, I do what I can to do that. City Valley is good, so to be honest with you, if you guys have a question for me, questions, concerns, I will say this. So our staffing changed a little bit over time. I'm sure you guys know Luke Doty. He is familiar with him. I hope so. He's a legend out here, is my understanding.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you the mom?
Yes.
Very nice to meet you. You're a very good woman. I was trying to recruit him 2 years ago. He's that kind of quality. Right? Unfortunately, I couldn't get him in, but I was able to get him now. So, with that, and I know you guys don't know how the staffing works, one of the things I try to do is I try to get the right person. I don't care about this. The reason I don't care about resumes is until I get a resume that says I'm lazy, I don't take it. It's all about getting the right person up here. So we're able to get Jamie, who I'm calling out right now, Quality, Luke, and Jason Allen. They all live in Sandy Valley. And to be able to get three officers out of Sandy Valley was such a priority of mine that I actually took a little heat for it. But that's okay. Sometimes you've got to stand on your own 2 feet and go with the decision you made, and that's what I did. So, latest update on staffing was able to get Luke Doty, 2-year process, phenomenal guy, phenomenal member of the community. He's going to fit right in. So, like I said, to have Stanlin, Doty, and Allen makes my job a whole lot easier. It just means I can stay in the office a little longer. I can't stand having paper. But unfortunately, I'm not here. So does anybody have questions for me personally? I'll really kind of answer them. Any dollars in the future, I have a lot of college service. You know? So I went to Southern New School. That's a big part of you guys being in and out, right? Sidewinders? Cool Sidewinders? Yeah, absolutely.
First home game
on the 25th. First home game on the 25th. All right. So I'm actually going to stick around. If you guys have any questions, let me know. I'm glad to take a moment and answer for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have nothing under planning and zoning, nothing under general business. Now is the time for comments from the general public. We have 3 minutes.
I just wanted to say I started a PTO here in town because I am Parent Teacher Organization. It is very informal. I'm just trying to get people involved, and I want to bring school spirit to Sandy Valley. We are a very small community. We are very proud of our school, very proud of our Sidewinders. So I want to see everybody at our games. Our first football game is happening on the 25th. We have volleyball happening as well. And then we have other sports that happen throughout the year. I have created some stickers. Somebody who does them here in the valley. They're very high quality stickers that you put on your windows. I have 4 different kinds. I put ads out in all of the Facebookers that I'm in. I'm at the post office. If you're interested, call me, see me, whatever. I wanted to share. I want to bring school spirit out here to the valley.
Do you have a board? Do you have other board members?
I do. Leanna is part of my PTO. Christine and I, well, she's not really part of the school, but part of the school.
She helps me out with a lot of stuff, but I do actually have about 9 other parents that are a part of it. So we're building and we're growing, and everybody's super excited. And I had to like pull the reins on somebody today because they wanted to go out and do more. And I'm like, whoa, I have paperwork I got to fill out of the school. Like, calm down. So people are very excited. They want to help and they want to be a part of. And I just wanted to throw in a little thing. Officer Fidrell, who donated his job by scaring a bunch of the football players the other night at our barbecue because his son plays football. And I was teasing some of the boys and said, y'all don't behave. I'm going to call Metro. And I'm not kidding. 5 minutes later, here comes Luke. His boys were like, whoa. It was awesome.
I heard Luke's a legend out here, so. Good.
Anybody else?
Gail Beckman, happenings and such. Saturday, August 19th from 8 to 10:30 is the pancake breakfast at the Senior Center. And at the last one, it's always the third Saturday, and there was like people just kind of trickling in, like no one knew about it. So I just started going through and texting in Sandy Valley saying, hey, come out. And I had like 4 people text back and say, I thought it was just for seniors. And so that's the one event that is for everybody. So tell everybody, bring all the kids. I mean, we need to fill the place up.
Yeah, really, tell them I got really good eggs.
Really good eggs. And that there's biscuits and gravy, there's pancakes and sausage, and it's just a really good meal, and it's one of their main fundraisers. So come on out. Let's see, and that same day, Saturday, August 19th, poor old George Nip, who puts on the community events, the community swap meets, he's turning 93, so his birthday, which always lands on a Saturday every year somehow, is going to be at the Idle Spurs. He said it starts at 5:30 and ends about 4:30 a.m. Yes?
How many birthdays does he have in here? He already had it.
Evidently, he's really turning 93 on 8/19. Don't know what he told you. I tell him it's about 99. It's actually 1116 months old. He's 93 years old, so in case you want to write that down. Monday, September 11th, the American Legion will be again honoring the firefighters in the whole area. Everyone who wants to come will have free barbecue lunch. We feed the fire people first, and it's going to be starting at 11 a.m. They do a whole 9/11 ceremony with it and honor everybody. Then the next big event is Saturday, September 23rd. It's the International Festival and Horse Parade. And the first one we had 2 countries represented. This last one we had 4, and this coming one we've got 7 countries. Denmark, Switzerland, U.S., Mexico, Nicaragua, and one other country. And last year we had Mayan dancers. And I mean, it's just been interesting what has happened each year. So I'd love to see it get bigger and better. The idea is to represent through dress or flag in the horse parade. And then at the park, the booths that want to represent a country will have food tasting. So my great grandparents Denmark, so we had Danish pastry for people to taste, and then we had Swiss chocolate, and so yeah, it's just a fun thing to get people to know other people's cultures and such, so that's all I have.
Thank you.
My name's Stephen Frank. I'm the airport manager over the Skyrange Airport, and I want to see if we can get put on the agenda where I can talk about our airport operations and the safety. We seem to have a lot of public that seem to be going on airport. There's a huge safety factor on that. I'd like to go over there. There's no way I can explain it in 3 minutes. So if we could put it on, maybe on the agenda for a future meeting, I could come down and describe in greater detail on what our operations are and the aircraft. There seems to be a lot of misinformation on social media. And I'd like to go over that and learn what we're trying to do from good neighbors and that sort of thing.
With the electric.
Yeah, come give us your name and number before we leave.
airport to try to get you out of Sandy Bay because you still have that
airport. We have a lot of people minuted up on the runway. Not a really good thing, and you stop them and tell them, you know, some of them are pretty belligerent, and they seem to think that because it's a public use airport, it's a private airport, it's public use, so they can go and do whatever they want. And all our streets are private property. And there are actually tax-efficient aircraft have the right way there. People come up and they have no clue as to what to do if they can head on with an airplane or whatever. I'd like to go over in greater detail of what we do to try to mitigate that and just kind of educate the public on what we're doing there.
Okay, we'll get you on the agenda.
Okay.
There was one other person back there.
My name is Eric Stanley. This is my wife, Candy. We're with Sandy Valley Community Church. We recently started a youth group, which is open to all the youth in the community. Well, it's junior high and senior high. I get confused because the junior high, I believe it's 6 through 12 grade. And we have a short message, and it's just a gathering for the youth to come together. We play games, and the whole idea is to get the youth involved more in the community, to maybe do a project for the park or an individual that needs help around town. So that is the first and third Thursdays of every month from 6:30 to 8. And we are doing that based on the football schedule right now.
Are you the pastor?
I am not the pastor.
Oh, okay.
I am one of the deacons.
Is that everybody? Okay. The next meeting is September 12th, 2023. Meeting is adjourned.
Yay.
And everybody come back. It was nice to have a full house. Give the electric your number, the email.